Ready?
Ready.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Tucson Pima County Historical Commission meeting of Wednesday, October 8th, 2025, called to order at 12:08 p.m. And could we have roll call, please?
Yes. Alice and Doggy? Andrew Christopher?
Here.
Blake Houghton? Carlos Lozano?
Here.
Courtney Marks?
Here.
Gary Miner? Helen Erickson?
Here.
J.J. Lamb?
Here.
Joel Ireland? Julie Rigoli?
Here.
Ken Scoville?
Here.
Kathy Kubish?
Here.
Mauro Trejo?
Here.
Savannah McDonald?
Here.
Steve Grady?
Here.
Terry Majewski?
Here.
Tim Hagyard?
Here.
I have a quorum of 13.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, item two is a land acknowledgement. Could you do that for us, Commissioner Lozano?
I'd be glad to. On behalf of the residents of the City of Tucson, the City of South Tucson, and Pima County, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homelands of the Tohono O'odham Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Pascua-Yaqui tribe within Pima County. Consistent with the TPCHC's commitment to diversity and inclusion, we strive toward building equal partner relationships with Arizona's tribal nations.
Okay, thank you very much. Item three is approval of the TPCHC minutes from the meeting of 9/17/25. Could I have a motion to approve as submitted?
So moved. This is Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Is there a second?
This is Kathy. I'll second.
Okay, JJ, you were first, I think, jumping in, right? Was that you? Yes, okay. Thank you. Is there any discussion of the draft LAR/minutes? Okay, if not, I don't see any hands. Let's go ahead and do a roll call vote, please, to approve.
Okay. Andrew Christopher?
Aye.
Carlos Lozano?
Aye.
Courtney Marks?
Aye.
Helen Erickson?
Aye.
J.J. Lamb?
Aye.
Julie Rigoli?
Aye.
Ken Scoville?
Yes.
Kathy Kubish?
Aye.
Mauro Trejo?
Aye.
Savannah McDonald?
Aye.
Steve Grady?
Aye.
Terry Majewski?
Aye.
Tim Hagyard?
Aye.
Motion passes 13-0.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, item number four is chairperson summary of current events. And I have something I want to mention to you that Commissioner Houghton brought to my attention. He had the opportunity in September to meet Jan Lesher at the Greater Vail Area Economic Engine Golden Spike Awards. And he also, in all capital letters, also got to meet J.J. Lamb finally, as she received an award at that event for her contributions to historic conservation in Vail. And he wanted us to take the opportunity to honor J.J. At today's meeting. And J.J., do you want to say anything about your award? Or are you too embarrassed?
Well, it was a very nice surprise to be honored. It's always, you know, it's always an honor to be recognized by your community. So it was much appreciated. And thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And everyone, this is not JJ's first award, but she continues to serve the community, push historic preservation at all levels, and do so much hands-on work. And I just want to speak for myself that I'm fortunate to work with you and know you, JJ.
Thank you. I feel fortunate, really, to work with you and everyone on the commission and all the great volunteers, you know, that are the engine, really, for Vail Preservation Society.
Well, thank you again, and congratulations from all of us.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that's my only current event to mention, though I may remember something later. Item 5 is recently posted subcommittee LAR/minutes. The link there is for posted minutes, and it will also take you, I think, to LARs. Carla and I got a notice that we're working on a cleanup of many LARs that were never posted finally as minutes. If somebody's is not muted, you might want to do so. Anyway, so if you are a subcommittee chair, I will be in touch with you if we'll have to adopt a slightly new procedure for things, because once an LAR is approved, it has to be translated into minutes. And I haven't worked with all of you on that. But I told boards and commissions that I will work on it as quickly as I could. So, I barely have time to keep up with all the current things that I get posted and stuff like that. And we're pretty up to date on those. So anyway, I'll be in touch with those of you who are subcommittee chairs, and we'll talk about this. Okay, item 6 is removal appointments to commission subcommittees, working groups, and so on. I don't have any report at this time on that. Okay, then item 7 is reports from City of Tucson, Pima County, and City of South Tucson staff. I wanted to mention that we used to have two areas on the agenda where staff reported, and that was, people always bled from one area into the other, so we're just having it in one area now. So 7A is City of Tucson Historic Preservation Office. Desiree, would you like to lead us off, please?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. So first things I wanted to give an update on are some of our cultural compliance Section 106 consultations. We had a recent continuing consultation for the former Econo Lodge building, now known as the Stone Avenue Youth Transitional Housing Project. So that's an affordable housing project that our housing department is sponsoring. PRS has reviewed it in the past, but it did come back as a follow-up review due to some proposed changes that were made due to, you know, changing conditions found during construction. So that recommendation from PRS was approved and we'll be moving forward with continuing consultation with Chabot for that project. We're also working with Chabot and our housing department on a update to our programmatic agreement. I think I've mentioned that, but we're still working on it. So hopefully we'll have that ready to go within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully I can present an update at our next meeting. A couple higher profile cases wanted to share. So the capstone related project, those 5 rehabilitated or relocated historic homes within West University, they're coming through the permitting process. So PRS had reviewed those, and recommended approval of the relocation and the rehabilitation. We're essentially just working through the permitting process now to ensure that those permits applications match what was approved originally. And the rehabilitation is expected to start this year once they get their permits. The Fox Theater expansion-related demolition of 27 North Stone, which is a contributor to the Downtown Historic District, will be going to Mayor and Council on October 21st. The City Manager's Office supports the PRS recommendation that was made earlier this year. So I wanted to alert you all to that hearing coming up. And then lastly, related to our survey and designation program, we will be applying for a SHPO CLG pass-through grant for a Mexican-American historic context, with the lead author being Dr. Lydia Otero. So we'll keep you posted on that. Hopefully that would start next January if we get the grant. And that is all I have. Are there any questions?
Please raise your hand if you have questions so that I am sure to see you. Kathy, go ahead. And then I'll call the rest of you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hi, Desiree. I got the notice in the mail regarding the Fox Theater expansion, and I wondered if that was also going to be available on Zoom or Teams, or if it's strictly in person.
I might ask Dan Bursek from our office to weigh in. This is my first rodeo with the mayor and council meeting.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks, Desiree. Yeah, so it is an in-person meeting, but you can access it via YouTube. There's a Mayor and Council Live YouTube channel, so you would be able to watch and follow along that way.
I do want to note, though, that to speak at the hearing, you do need to attend in person. So
thank you, Lauren.
You can view online, but it is a public hearing, and that is an opportunity to comment and share feedback on the proposal with Mayor and Council, but that feedback would be in person or could be sent via email in advance to Mayor and Council.
Okay, thank you. I'll look for the YouTube channel.
Okay, and Ken?
Yes, just want to make sure that this is subject to them making, raising this necessary funds, I think $20 million, and then also they still have to have some design issues that I'm assuming need to be approved by the mayor and council before this gets a final approval. Is that still the status?
Yes, that is true. So because the proposed replacement plan at this time is only a conceptual plan, the full replacement plan would have to come back through the review process, so through PRS and through mayor and council.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Was there anyone else that had a question? Okay.
Terry, this is Alice Adongi. I just joined the meeting at 12:20.
Oh, great. Thank you. So you joined at 12:20. Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, then let's, is that your report, Desiree, or do you have anything else?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Oh, Ken, did you have another question?
Oh, I Ken, don't. Let me get my hand down. Let me get my hand.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I just wanted to check. Okay, let's move on to 7B then, which is Pima County. And Courtney, you will be reporting to us today?
Yes, thank you. I will. Good afternoon, everyone. Congratulations to Commissioner Lamb on your award. And I just have a couple of brief updates. Something that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention is a large fiber optic project, which appears to be multi-jurisdictional. And that is proposed by Ripple Fiber, previously known as Hyper Fiber. And I have received, since yesterday, about 70 individual separate engineering plan projects to review. Oh. And they include, so I'm looking at the overall linear footage, and it looks like anywhere from 1,000 linear feet to about 20,000 linear feet of directional boring on each separate engineering project that they're submitting to me for review. And so I've done some informal reviews. It has not gone through the formal review process yet. That usually goes through development services and Acela, and then I would have a chance to approve or ask for requests for corrections or have conditions for cultural resources. There are some clarifications that I would like. So I've asked for a presentation, and they're going to be giving me a presentation on Friday. And for instance, there's one set of plans that is on the northeast corner of INA and I-10, which of course includes sensitive ancestral Native American sites. And it looks like they haven't separated out the city of Tucson jurisdiction from unincorporated Pima County. So I need some clarification on that, and also some clarification on construction techniques that go along with directional boring. So I'm not sure if Desiree or Johnny have been aware of this project. Maybe they've already attended a meeting with Ripple Fiber, but I can forward the presentation invite to Desiree and Johnny, and just make sure that we're all on the same page and covering the cultural resources together.
That would be great. Thank you. We haven't reviewed that one yet.
Oh, okay, good. Then this is good timing then. Yeah. Okay. And I also want to thank Desiree and Commissioner Andrew Christopher for assistance in reviewing on the northwest corner of Campbell and River, the Hutton Webster studio. There were some signs that were proposed to be affixed to that building, and fortunately, Commissioner Christopher was able to provide his expertise and provide conditions for those sign permits that were processed through the city of Tucson. But it was a very interesting project because there's an old preservation agreement that is Pima County's preservation agreement that the city of Tucson took over when the property was annexed in the past. So that was, I feel like, a good working together type of project, and I really appreciate the assistance on that. Other things, the site steward program season is now up and running again after the hot summer, and CLR, Conservation Lands and Resources Department, has a new volunteer, I guess, platform to streamline the volunteer efforts, and hopefully we can get more volunteers to help out on our conservation lands. So that's kind of like in progress. And Conservation Lands and Resources will have a table at Tucson Meet Yourself, and I'll be representing for Cultural Resources on Sunday, October 19th, if you want to stop by and say hi. And that's about it. Thank you.
Great, Courtney. Thank you. Ken has a question.
Hi, Courtney. I try and watch that area because I live really close, River and Campbell. And it just seems like they keep tweaking things or changing things all the time, and we're losing a little bit of the character all the time. Do you know if this is sort of it? And I also noticed on the north side of the far building, the finish is much different than what it was originally proposed. They put more mortar wash on it. So I don't know if they still keep doing little things along the way that they don't go through the process or don't inform. So. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, and I think it's owned by Town West, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So just a word of advice for the city and county on this. You never know what they're going to do the next day.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner Scoville. So that is a really good point about kind of looking at things in the big picture. Lots of times these permits come in for small changes one after another. And so it's really good if we can kind of stay on top and ask the developers or owners, okay, so what's your big picture for changing in the next 5 to 10 years, for instance? It's always a good point to keep in mind.
And just the other little sidebar on this, the Jostler Studio, the cigar store, I don't know if they're ever going to get the cigar odor out of the walls and inside whenever they leave. It's because it's just going to permeate the adobe. So I don't know what company we bring afterwards, but just another thing about usage of buildings. So.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you.
Carlos?
Yeah, thanks. Hi, Courtney. Two things. Thanks for CCing me on that sign matter. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, do you have a county perspective on the updated Project Blue?
Actually, I don't. I know that Ian Milliken either had a meeting or was going to attend a meeting to get some direction from our leadership on Project Blue. And I'm sure we can report next month on that, but it's something to keep in mind. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great because we were, I mean, the commission, I think, was sort of caught kind of flat-footed on the matter previously, and then we thought it had gone away, but now it's coming back because they changed their water usage. But there are other issues. I know Commissioner Lamb had brought up the proximity to, like, the Butterfield Stage route or maybe potentially like the EPSW train route or historic Route 80. We're looking at things like that, but we haven't really come up with, rendered an opinion yet. And I know that Historic Landscapes probably has an opinion as well. But, so we'll look forward to hearing more about that.
Yes. Commissioner Lozano, thank you. Yes, I have worked on the cultural resources aspect of this, and I was able to consult with Commissioner Lamb as well. As far as I know, the Butterfield Trail did go through that property and have asked for preservation of a corridor and interpretive signage. Among other things.
Okay, good to know. Thanks a lot.
Courtney, I wanted to mention that the directional boring issue with the fiber optic line, the tribes that I support consultation for the Army National Guard, there have been several directional boring projects on different guard installations. And there are a number of tribes that also consult on Tucson, specifically the four southern tribes that aren't, a lot of discussion about that. So, you really might, I don't know what the status of consultation is on that project, but it's worth an ask.
Thank you. I really appreciate that insight. As far as I know, it's local, but the archaeological consultant, I asked them to contract with an archaeological consultant, and it seems like they found that there is DOT right-of-way involved as well. So there may be more consultation needed on this project. And that's what I'm going to hopefully find out this Friday, the bigger picture. Okay. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure. And okay, anything else? Go ahead, Courtney. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think Commissioner Lamb had a question as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Judge. I'm sorry. You're on mute, I think.
Thank you, Courtney, for, staying on top of the Butterfield Trail and asking for a corridor and interpretive signage. Yeah, I know we all really appreciate that. And I have some more. I just would like to know if there's any other information you can share about this fiber optic boring project. I mean, is that something that's like encircling Tucson? I just can imagine all kinds of terrible impacts. That's all.
Yes, thank you. I'm hoping to get an overall big picture of everything. I haven't reviewed informally the entire project, and I'm still trying to get the total project update. I have seen alignments in Green Valley and close to the town of Marana, maybe in the town of Marana, and I just noticed this one along Ina that includes the city of Tucson. So it could be pretty widespread, and yes, there are a lot of issues, and it's my understanding also that they did contact some directors of other departments, not necessarily our department. So I'm going to reach out and try to find some more information on this so everyone can work together.
Oh, that's good. There is a fairly new historical society, the Santa Cruz Valley Historical Society, down in the, and I can send you an email contact for that group. But they're active down in the Green Valley, Sarita Continental area. So they, anyway, they might be, you know, good to contact.
Yeah.
Anyone else with a question for Courtney? Thank you very much. Item 7C is City of South Tucson. Is Joshua Lacia here? Carlos, because you are appointed by the City of South Tucson, can you follow up with Joshua to see if he's planning to send someone else? Is he too busy with his planning duties to come himself, or if you could find out a way to get information on any concerns that South Tucson has, because we don't want them to be left out of the discussion.
Yeah, maybe, I'd be glad to just do a phone call with him every month, and if he can't, I mean, he's super busy. He's wearing like five different hats.
And no, I understand you.
And there's really no one else. I mean, he's a one-man staff, and so he doesn't have anyone that he can delegate that to, unless it would be a member of their council. But yeah, I'll follow up, and I promise I'll follow up on that.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Item D is Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility. Patrick Hartley and or staff. And I had reached out to them to see if they would be sending someone. And I don't know, Carlos, as chair of the transportation subcommittee, things have really gone downhill with our willingness to come to our meetings. And we've, over the years, this has happened over and over again. So I wonder if you could chat with Desiree. And Desiree, at one point you said that you'd be willing to report on what they had, but that's not the point. I mean, it's wonderful that you could do that, but they need to come because transportation is one of our biggest potential impactors of cultural resources, correct? You know, so I think that if you and Carlos could talk about a way to figure this out, not let them slip out of their responsibility to meet with us, but maybe figure out something. At one point, we had a quarterly report. You know, we've tried everything. We've had with previous people in charge, we had great participation. So it's very frustrating. So could you guys work on that?
Yes, yeah. Chair Majewski. And I have reached out to DTM, and they're happy to come present. I think just would like to know, you know, if there's a specific topic or specific presentation that they should come. I'm not sure about coming to every meeting. It seems like that might be challenging for them. So if there's, you know, specific topics they're willing to come and present to, that's essentially the conversation.
Well, what we did in the past was there were months when there were just a general update on a series of big projects and then a quarterly report. So Carlos, maybe you could, because this is probably before Desiree's time with the city. So if you could express what those were, you know, and how we might engage them again and not necessarily have specific presentations, but report on these projects. And this is the kind of thing we want to know. So there may be no one there that has done this before, you know. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. And yeah, I can, think of three things right off the bat, but that I would like an update on. But luckily, Terry, the good news is that things are kind of quiet right now. So I saw your email and I figured I would just leave it at that for right now because I really had nothing. I had nothing urgent for Patrick, but yeah, I will. I'll mention it again at the policies and procedures subcommittee meeting because we were thinking of inviting Patrick and also a transportation representative from the county as well to that meeting. So maybe we'll look at that and then go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, but we have, you know, we don't want everything just to be within a working group. Do you know what I'm saying? I think that the full commission needs certain topics need some kind of reporting, not just reporting back from the working group. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right. If there are no other questions, comments, we'll move on to item 8, which is commission subcommittee, other committee, council, commission status reports. And we'll start with 8A for plans review. Desiree, do you want to say any more about cases?
I can mention a few that might be just that will be coming up that might be of interest. So we have PRS on October 9th, so this Thursday, tomorrow. We have a presentation from Christina Swallow from the city manager's office. We're going to be discussing the administrative directive, the protection of archaeological and historical resources, and how that kind of interplayed with the review of Santa Rita Park Pool and Bathhouse. In October, later October, early November, we're going to have some items from SHPO coming through. That those will be National Register nominations and a few reclassifications that will be heard by HSRC in November. So as a CLG, we have the opportunity to weigh in on those items before they go to the state committee for review. And then the All Saints projects will also be coming back first it will go to Armory Park and then it will come to PRS in probably November. Just wanted to mention those.
Great. Thank you. Ken, do you have a question?
Yes, sir. Desiree, the meeting tomorrow, plans review tomorrow, could you clarify a little bit more what this meeting is about? You mentioned.
Sure. So the meeting, it's one of our standard PRS meetings, so there will be three different reviews as usual, and then there will also be a presentation from Christina Swallow, who's our assistant city manager, and she'll be presenting about the administrative directive. So at a previous PRS meeting, there were some questions raised about the administrative directive, which is our local city policy on the protection of archaeological and historical resources. So that's in addition to our zoning code, our UDC, in addition to state and federal regulations, we have this local policy that outlines how we review city projects, potential adverse effects to historic or archaeological resources on city projects. And so she's going to provide kind of an overview of that directive.
And it just seems to be that things get, and I know the city and the county is super busy, but the Atkins property, I keep asking about that, and I've tried, I went to the county administrator, I've not been able to get in the city manager's office about it. But how do we know if something's just gotten backburnered or lost, and whether there's still ever any progress being made that they're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel that something's going to be done? Two of the corners are being propped up now. So, and I just see it's probably going to rain the next couple of days. So how do we, and should I pass on a question today, send you an email question, or I don't know how these things seem to get lost or what the process is. It's just, I've been talking about this for possibly 2 years now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But basically, I guess that you could submit a question or a comment in email by the posted deadline, which would be today at 5 p.m., correct? Desiree?
Yes.
For PRS yes, tomorrow?
That's correct.
And, but I'm not sure that Christina Swallow would be prepared to speak to that. It would be just a comment.
I could make it also into a more general comment. I'm concerned about the Atkins, but how does the county or the city keep some kind of contact or time frame or schedule something so those of us in the preservation community can know what the status is or if it's being moved along or where something is when it's gone on for years? And I'm amazed the building's still standing. It just gets, does anybody even think about this anymore?
Mm-hmm. And you could also bring that up, Ken, to folks when the next working group meeting is agendized, because they will also be talking to the city and the county in more depth about the administrative directives.
Okay. Well, I will try and send some kind of question today to Desiree, and we'll see if it fits in appropriately or not. But it just gets a little frustrating after years go by.
I understand that.
I understand.
Okay, Steve, did you have a question?
I do. You had mentioned the All Saints project coming before the Emory Park Historic Zone Advisory Board, and my guess is it's going to be happening in a week or so for our October meeting, correct?
So it hasn't been put formally on the agenda yet, but it will be coming back. They've requested to come back, so we'll be working with you to schedule that.
Okay.
But yes.
Because I was curious about the status of the project. I know that the ruling of that the parcel that they were looking to demolish for parking was contributing changed the approach to the project, if I'm not mistaken. Do you have any update or anything that would be on the project?
Yeah, so it looks like they'll be coming tentatively scheduled for next week is Tuesday, so it will be the November meeting.
You're breaking up, Desiree, a little bit.
I'm sorry about that. So it would be the November 18th meeting that they would be coming to for Armory Park. Yes, there are going to be some proposed changes. I have not yet seen the plans myself, but my understanding is that they've been working with the city, with other sections of our department on the parking situation, which was the impetus for the demolition or proposed demolition of the priest's quarters. So they've been able to work out some parking, kind of alternatives, and that's what they're going to be presenting. So it sounds like there may be, an option where they can retain the priest's quarters. And so there still would be, you know, probably some alterations, but essentially that it looks like they might be able to retain it.
That would be great. And if we could, I know that you've been great about that, more Michael Tech who has, but if we could have some of that information in time for me to send it out to the board members, that would be fantastic.
Yes, we'll absolutely do that.
Thank you. Ken, did you have another question or did you just forget to put your hand down?
I forgot because I'm an old person. I'll take it down.
Okay, thanks. I have a question. I think, Carly, you texted me some time ago, and I'm sorry I didn't see it. Did we figure out whose number ended in 6014?
No.
Are they still on?
Yes.
Could whoever is whose phone number ends with that, we need to record that. Yes.
Uh-huh.
The number is 250-6014. Who is that, please?
It's probably a guess, but I'll just go ahead and note it.
Yeah, how do we normally deal with that?
Can you hear me?
Yes, who is that?
This is Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
And your affiliation, Chris?
no affiliation. I'm just checking in. I've got some projects coming up, and so I just was listening to see how things were proceeding.
Okay, and what time did you join? Do you have it about 12:30?
Somewhere about that, yeah.
Is that what you have, Carla?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sure. All right, let me get back to where I was. All right. Let's move on then to item 8B, which is Downtown Neighborhoods and Residents Council. Commissioner Haggard.
Hi, this is Tim Haggard. We didn't have a meeting this month, so I don't have anything to report.
There are no meeting in September. Okay, no report. Thank you. Item 8C is Historic Landscape Subcommittee. Commissioner Grady.
Thank you. So the Historic Landscape Subcommittee met on August 28th, and one of the items on the agenda was the looking at the Armory Park, Armory Park itself, for a potential tree substitution. Although our recommendation ultimately was to go with the original tree utilized, which is an Arizona ash. And then we looked at Rudy Garcia Park, Mitchell Park. And this is in part triggered these, the next two parks were triggered by the wonderful work that Helen Erickson did in creating GIS that in classifications of parks that are 50 years or greater in age and have probable historic resources, either form and or plant material intact. So that was all for me to report.
Great, thank you. Any questions for Commissioner Grady? I don't see any. Okay, thank you, Steve. Let's go with 8D, which is Transportation Subcommittee. Commissioner Lozano.
Hi, Terry. Ken, did you have your hand up?
I did, but it was a little late. It was just a follow-up question, but I'll ask Helen after the meeting.
Okay. So transportation met on September 12th, but I have, nothing new to report, unless, Commissioner Scoville or Commissioner Lamb do.
Either of you?
Oh, this is JJ. I would, and we did discuss this a little bit at the meeting, but I'll just bring it to the attention of the full commission that there is a Michigan turn configuration being considered for the area between the tracks, right in between the 1935 Shrine of Santa Rita in the desert and the 1908 Oldville Post Office. So anyway, I'm watching that closely, and Vail Preservation Society is going to be submitting a letter to Pima County Transportation.
Okay. Ken, do you have anything?
Yes, I'd just like to add on that, and a good example is a lot of times people that aren't involved in historic preservation very much don't realize the impact of changes to roadways as far as the historic content. And a good example for anybody to look at is what the Fort Lowell Historic Zone has done. If you go down Fort Lowell, they conscientiously planted trees and advocated that the scale of the road, which is just a two-lane road, one drug each way, is preserved. Because if you had any major road changes, even a left turn lane, it would forever change the historic landscape of that. And that's obviously because I was out recently looking at the post office. Any kind of transportation change, it's like, can't we leave this one little spot alone? Because the scale of everything is so important. And that's just another resource of why we need to somehow get city and county staff somehow a little bit more of a perspective on historic preservation. It isn't just saving the building and then putting a four-lane road in between and getting rid of a two-lane road. So that's just, you know, that's just an issue.
Thank you, Ken. Anyone else have a comment? All right. Let's move on to 8E, which is Commission on Equitable Housing and Development, Commissioner McDonald.
Hi, thanks. So the commission met this month on the 2nd. For the first hour of the meeting, they were working or kind of finalizing the and discussing the recommendations that it was the last session for their consultant, Southwest Decision Resources, that they were working with on their objectives for their three main subcommittees that they have, the affordable housing, the equitable housing strategies, and the Housing First subcommittee. So fine-tuning those objectives, they worked on their approach. They did finalize their recommendation or planned recommendation to Mayor and Council, so we're working on their approach to how they were going to present that, and then just other general items, paths forward for their commission. So just lots of discussion, really.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Savannah? Okay. Thank you, Savannah. Item 8F is Budget Subcommittee, and that's me. Just to say that receipts from the August celebration are moving through the system. And thanks, Kyle, for your help on that with the Byzantine system. So that's good. Item 8G is Outreach and Training Subcommittee. Commissioner Lamb?
A couple of things this year. The Outreach and Training Committee will be meeting on Tuesday, October 14th at 11:30. So we're going to get back on track, and we'll at that meeting we'll be setting up a regular monthly meeting day. And I'd like to remind all the commissioners that as a member of this body, you have a membership in the National Alliance of Preservation Commissions. And so please take advantage of that. There are many resources on their website. There are webinars, and then there are also opportunities to participate in paid programs at half price. So just a reminder about that. And that's all.
Okay, and then, JJ, you'll be in touch with me about the agenda and some things we need to bring up on your subcommittee meeting.
Yes.
And you'll need
yeah.
to get me that agenda probably by Friday.
Yeah.
Right? It's next.
Yeah. And I have sent a quick email around. That was the only date that everybody, that where the stars lined up for everybody.
But, that's good.
But yeah, and so I will mention that for commissioners on that subcommittee, please have any suggestions, things that you'd like to see on the agenda to me by close of business today. That way I have time to work with Terry.
Great. Savannah, I'm sorry, did you have a question?
Yeah, I mean, I actually just got a notification today that my the NAPC membership renewal date is approaching. Should we just go ahead and renew if we're getting those notifications?
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't think that's right.
That's not right.
Forward that to JJ and she can talk.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll follow up with the NAPC.
Thank you.
Yeah, so anybody that's getting that, yeah, please send that to me so I can follow up.
Yeah, because, Savannah, when we last signed everyone up, plus a huge list from the advisory boards and city and county staff, there was a huge spreadsheet, remember, JJ, so there could be some glitch that didn't get entered. So it's good that you brought it up. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Oh, and that's not just for commissioners, but Pima County and city staff. This applies to you guys. You are on the list of for membership. So please, everyone, take advantage of all the resources.
And there's going to be, do you want to mention, JJ, that, you know, there are going to be some training sessions that they offer for free from NAPC mm-hmm. that we're going to sort of require everybody to do at their leisure. And, yeah. you know, and then because instead of having formal training, but we also, last year as a commission, paid for development of a couple presentations that we'll be having at commission meetings. Or JJ and I haven't figured that out yet, but
yeah,
that's what we
yeah.
need to talk soon. But there's going to be some training opportunities that the commission's funding went into that the city and county provides us. So these are going to be really good sessions. So
they're very exciting. They're going to be about deconstruction and the circular economy. And really how some other cities across the country have been able to establish and grow those kinds of programs and how that it really interconnects with historic preservation and a lot of the work that we all do. So those will be coming up. And, yeah, Terry and I are going to be working with those presenters to find the exact time when that will happen. But we're really looking at expanding, you know, opportunities for training and outreach. And so these are really exciting things. So I know everybody's like super busy. Believe me, I get it. But, you know, a lot of these things are things that you can do in the evening, you could do on the weekend. You know, if you're on a plane trip, you could download it and then listen to it on your ear. You know, earphones. There's all kinds of ways to fit it in.
Thank you, JJ. I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are getting going again. I know there's been a lot going on. Item 8H is the event subcommittee, and that's me. The event subcommittee, and the members know this, we're going to be having a debrief, I believe. Are we having that next week? I think, JJ, and I told you guys to save the date, right? Yeah, just so that we can talk about a debrief, like what went well, what we would do differently, and things like that. And then and I should have information for you about the burying of the new time capsule sometime next year as that develops, but I don't have any details right now. So anyway, then item 8. I is Preservation Award Subcommittee. I need to set up a meeting so we can talk about, you know, a tentative schedule for that, which will likely not happen this year yet because we're already almost in November. But soon, if we could come up with an idea of when we would want to do that. All right. Item J is TPCHC Historic Preservation Advisory Working Group, and this is the new name that we voted on finally, I believe at our last meeting, for the working group that has city and county and commission people on it. So and this is Commissioners Erickson and Lamb, and I forgot to list you on the agenda as the presenters, but I'm asking you now. So who wants to begin?
Okay, well, this is Helen. Since the previous meeting we have, which was reported at the last full commission meeting, we have not met. We are meeting next Wednesday, which is the 15th. And JJ, do you have anything to add to that?
No, not really. No. I think this is, I'll just say that this working group is really, an exceptional opportunity for collaboration, to build even stronger collaboration between city and county and the commission.
Great, thank you. And when will you be getting me that agenda?
As soon as JJ and I are both in the same place, we're going to talk to each other and take care of that.
Yes, Very good. Yeah. Thank you. It's just that so many meetings are coming up. We don't want to miss any getting anything posted in time. So thank you. I know you guys have been busy. Great. Thank you. Item 9 is ASM permitting and policy updates. Ian isn't here. Courtney, did you have anything on that?
Going to wait for Ian to give updates on that next month.
Okay, and I just wanted you all to know I copied every commissioner and various other people on the letter that the commission directed me to write to the Arizona Board of Regents. Commissioner Houghton worked on that letter with me, I know that the board saw it because a few of the people told me, maybe the chair, the secretary that helps with their meetings. But, you know, I asked them to pull it off the consent agenda and discuss it. And I don't know that that happened. I haven't gone back to check their minutes yet. So I don't know. So it'll be nice to hear from Ian. I'm afraid to look at the ASM website and say, guess what? The new prices start, you know, whenever. So that's that. Item 10 is monitoring and preserving historic buildings and landscapes owned by the city of Tucson. Ken, do you have anything you want to report on that? Ken, you're on mute.
Right. No, I my biggest concern ongoing right now is the Atkins property, and I addressed that earlier.
Okay. Item 11 is Commissioner Summary of Current Events. Does anyone wish to share a current event? JJ?
I just want to thank Ken Scoville and Andrew Christopher for coming out to the Oldville Post Office special preview. We had a really great evening and overwhelming response. I think several of us, some of us never actually got to move for about an hour and a half because of the just great response from, you know, the community and surrounding area. So anyway, I want to say thank you. And, it was really great.
Thank you, JJ. I think Steve Grady's next.
Thank you. It's actually, I was looking for an opportunity to remind Historic Landscape Subcommittee members of our next upcoming meeting is going to be on October 30th, so a week later than we traditionally would have met at 10 a.m. So I just wanted to throw that in, and I missed my opportunity.
Great. Thank you. Ken?
Yes, I just wanted to say something to JJ to compliment her. I couldn't believe the turnout she had, the amount of people and the interest out there, just a real reflection on the kind of work that JJ does. I was totally impressed, and Eric Means was there and giving people tours, and lots of people, good food, all those things. JJ covers all bases when she has an event. It was really, really impressive.
Great, thank you. Okay, anyone else? Okay, if not, item 12 is called to the audience. Did anyone submit any comments by the posted deadline, Carla?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Item 13 is thoughts on inclusivity. Does anyone wish to share a thought on inclusivity? Okay, great. So item 14 is schedule and future agenda items for upcoming meetings. Agenda items should be sent to me in writing by October 31st to be considered for the November 12th, 2025 agenda. And so that will be a Wednesday, November 12th at noon as usual. Ken, do you have something?
Yeah, I was just having a thought. It seems like somebody, maybe the city or county or something, just to make us aware, what impacts on the national level are going to impact our local efforts at preservation and all these other things, just in a general way. Because I don't know, and none of us know what's coming down the pike, but it would be nice to be aware of maybe other funding issues or things that the national level has that can really significantly impact preservation and other kinds of conservation efforts here in Pima County.
Ken, have you ever looked at the NAPC website that, you know, because you have a subscription as a commission member, they may have some information on that. You can also look at some of the other, you know, advocacy groups, and maybe Desiree and Courtney, you could include a little bit in your reports next time on anything that you see. I mean, basically, if you're, Desiree, if you're applying for a Historic Preservation Fund grant through the SHPL office, you know, CLG, yeah, like a CLG grant and things like that.
A National Parks Association, all these things, it would be good to be aware of what impacts are happening in Pima County, city and county, that are directly impacted because of the perspective at the national level.
Sure. Yeah, I can share that, I guess, kind of indirectly, but it is certainly impacting the city, our housing department. You know, they have different affordable housing projects, and we were, you know, trying to make a review happen, and we worked very closely with housing and SHPL and our tribal partners to get a review done. And now it's kind of in a holding pattern because the funds haven't been released. So we've certainly seen it in other areas. But I haven't seen, you know, funding being affected, and hopefully it won't be, but I think, you know, for the next year's budget, it remains to be seen what happens.
Especially, they cut back so much on the National Park Service and all the things, not only staffing, but funds and future things. And so I think we need to be aware of what's happening nationally that impacts us in Pima County.
Yeah. And, guys, we can't have a discussion. This item is not a discussion item. It's schedule and future agenda item. So this would be great if the city and county or anyone else wants to weigh in. I can make it a separate item, or it can be part of the city and county regular reports, you know, and things like that. Because I know that the shutdown is impacting a lot of other work that's going on, preservation work around the country. So, okay, did you have anything else, Ken, or just your hand still up?
Just getting it down.
Okay, anyone else? Okay. Well, thanks everyone very much, and we'll go ahead and adjourn at 1:11 p.m. And Carla, if you want to just stay on, and I think Tracy's on, but I don't.
You want to stop Terry, this is Joel. I just joined, and I'll explain why I'm late in a private conversation with you later, okay? I apologize.
Okay. So, I mean, Joel, I mean, you can note, Carla, that he joined at like 1:10, like did you just like a minute ago?
Yeah, just right now. Yeah, sorry about it.
Yeah,
but you'll understand when I talk to you.
Okay, all righty. You can call me later.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everyone, thank you. We were adjourned at 1:11, so you can take off. And